I'm TT book producer Sarah Nix. Part of what inspired this city's show is this great book by P.D. Smith called City, A Guidebook for the Urban Age. And I just want to read for you a little bit from the introduction. As a species, we've never been entirely satisfied with what nature gave us. We're the ape that shapes our environment, the city builders, Homo urbanus. Cities are our greatest creation. They embody our ability to imagine how the world might be and to realize those dreams in brick, steel, concrete, and glass. 200 years ago, only 3% of the world's population lived in cities. By 2050, 75% will be urbanites. The experience of living in cities is universal. The first city dwellers were the Sumerians in the south of Mesopotamia. For the Sumerians 7,000 years ago, Eden was not a garden, it was a city. The Sumerians did not long for some mythic rural idyll, an unobtainable Arcadia. They believed the city was the place where all their dreams would be realized. By about 2000 BC, 90% of Sumerians lived in cities. When the first city builders set out on their urban experiment, they created far more than a new man-made environment. In many respects, they were laying the foundations of modern urban life. Civilization as we know it today began in the city. City dwellers also created a new way of being. Urban communities formed revolutionary social and moral order that broke free from the rigid structures, the tribes and clans of the rural world. According to a medieval German saying, "City air sets you free." In a city, you could liberate yourself from feudal bonds and become an individual. The city allows you to be whatever you want to be. In The Great Gatsby, when Nick Carraway glimpses the skyline of Midtown Manhattan with its first wild promise of all the mystery and the beauty in the world, he tells himself anything can happen now, anything at all. From ancient Memphis to Manhattan, the intense experience of urban life has turned cities into magnets, attracting the most talented people from the surrounding lands. Whether you were a Chinese peasant passing through the city walls of Nanjing in the 3rd century AD, a Muslim pilgrim entering bustling Baghdad 1,000 years ago, or a European immigrant arriving by ship in New York, those first impressions of the city are overwhelming. The crowds of people filling the alleys and streets, the din of the traffic, the bittersweet smell of humanity living cheek by jowl, buskers and beggars competing for your attention and your money, hawkers offering freshly cooked food, and shop windows stacked with goods from the four corners of the world at never-to-be-repeated prices. 2,500 years ago, a Greek poet praised cities as being places of opportunity and vision, where dreams are made and desires fulfilled. Cities were successful because they became centers of trade, creating work and wealth for their inhabitants, because they were safe and secure places to live, and because they offered an intense social and cultural life. In essence, life for the inhabitants of the first cities was not so very different from today. Cities bear the traces of countless past lives. The awareness of these ghosts as you walk through the city is one of the most important aspects of the urban experience. Cities are rich storehouses of human history. Even the structure of a new city harks back to earlier urbanisms and age-old dreams of a shining city on a hill.